Chimera Property Fund's turnaround strategy has been paying off. That's as it managed to deliver distribution growth for a second consecutive year, coming in 3.1% higher. This despite the tough trading conditions experienced at home. Joining us in studio by the company's, we're joined by the company's CEO, Jeff Jennett, with his take on what the full year numbers suggest for its strategy moving forward. Thanks so much, Jeff, for joining us this evening. So your rebalancing of your portfolio out of office, along with your recycling of underperforming capital into yield accretive investments, paying off, as I say, for a second year running now. How are you rating your defensiveness as you currently stand? Because you heard Nessie just ahead of the break. Defensive is what investors are after right now.
I think we've done so much work over the last 2 years in terms of our rebalancing. I mean, just bringing our offices down from where we were 12 months ago, 35% of our total assets down to less than 25%. That's a great number. Mm-hmm. We left with 21 really good A and P grade office assets. Our retail exposure is also very defensive. We focus on the smaller properties in the industrial side, which we also think is also defensive. We've diversified in terms of into the residential market and then into the US. And so there are a number of levers that we've got. We've also managed to successfully reduce our loan-to-value rate down to just 36.1%. We've also been taking a bit of profits off our GOS stake, so bringing back some of that cash. So if there are headwinds, and they're likely to be in the slowing South African economy, we're well suited to be able to defend ourselves.
Okay, so lean, mean machine, what we're looking at. Talk us through how that's actually filtered through to the optimization of your property portfolio metrics.
Yeah, so if you look at our vacancies overall, we dropped down to 3.6% from where we were 3.7% in December last year. Our tenant retention, a key number there, is still 80%, so whereas we were 85%, mm-hmm. that's a good number. Our rental reversions are a low 1.2% negative. And if I just look at our overall portfolio, we're hitting our measures in terms of those metrics.
Expenses still growing at a higher rate than income, though. Cost-to-income ratio moving, what, from 36.8% to 37.6%. Yes. What new letting and contractual escalations are you managing to push through? One wonders if you're compromising quite a bit on that end in order to sustain the vacancy levels you've just mentioned.
A little bit. I don't think there's any one particular measure. We've been spending a lot of money on our buildings to make sure they're in the best possible condition. We've been greening our buildings. We've been making sure that the Emira experience is felt by all of our tenants. We stay close to them. And in my mind, it's all of those factors that combine to ensure that our rental reversions are at the low 1.2%. We're still having contractual escalations across the portfolio of 7.5%. But really, over time, that will slow down a bit because we're sitting with CPI of just 4.5%.
And of course, you've gotten rid of, if we can say that office exposure that proved to be distress on the balance sheet. Having said that, SA Corporate Real Estate Fund, let's put that back in the spotlight for a minute. How much of a gamble was that? A lot of investors were pretty confused, given the kind of strategy you have decided to pursue as far as office is concerned and why you would be buying into what was overall seen as a problematic asset.
We recognized that there were challenges there. They had some board issues and so on. But the ability to bulk up and to provide the Emira experience and the Emira way of doing things, releasing our asset managers onto some of their assets that they've got in their portfolio, we could see significant upside and benefits for both shareholders. But unfortunately, we weren't allowed the opportunity to do a due diligence where we could properly understand what's actually happening at some of those assets. And only thereafter would we be able to then take that a step further.
Okay, so that offer's been rebuffed from their end. Are you still on the scout for local assets?
Yes. So from a South African side and an international side, we are always looking at opportunities. And to me, that's key. And that's why with a better looking balance sheet, the lower loan to value rate, we're capable of then moving on opportunities that we see. If I look at the US side, you've seen that our exposure has gradually increased. We now have 9 assets, and it's an incremental basis, as is our stake into Transcend Residential Property Fund that we took in December last year. It's slow and cautious steps, making sure we absolutely get this right. So we continue to look, but we will only move if the opportunity is appropriate and is correctly priced for us.
How much opportunity are you identifying in the residential space? Because we know that's been on your agenda. It currently makes up 5% of your portfolio, but this in what you've described as a relentlessly difficult domestic economy.
So we're pleased that we're at 5.7% of our total assets is now exposed to residential. We like the LSM that we focused in on, Transcend, the more 4, 5, 6 LSM, our Bolton investment 7 and 8. And what we signaled, I think, about a year ago, we said we'd like to get to between 5 and 10%. We do see accretive residential opportunities, but they have to be the right ones. And so on a step-by-step basis, we will incrementally add to that.
Well, we'll be watching developments as they unfold, Jeff. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Emira Property Fund, Jeff Jennett.